Chapter 15. A Game of Chess. Elizabeth is out late, but Bogdan and Stephen have not noticed. Bogdan is staring at the chessboard and thinking hard about how to move next. He looks up quickly at Stephen. How does this man play so well? If Bogdan isn't careful, he is going to lose. And Bogdan does not remember the last time he lost.
Bogdan, can I ask you a question? Says Stephen.
Always, says Bogdan. We are friends.
Because I know I've got you in trouble and you're concentrating.
Stephen, we play, we talk. They are both special.
Bogdan moves his castle forward. He looks up at Stephen, who is surprised, but not yet worried.
I just wanted to know the name of the man who was killed, Stephen says. The first one, the builder.
Tony, says Bogdan. Tony Curran.
What's your question?
Stephen moves his queen.
Well, it's just this. From everything I've heard, I think you killed him.
Elizabeth talks to me, you know.
Bogdan looks around the room for a moment and then back at Stephen.
Sure, I killed him. It's a secret, though. Only one other person knows.
Of course it's a secret. No one will hear it from me.
But why?
Not money, surely.
No, not money. You have to be careful with money. You can't let it be your boss. No, it was simple. I had a friend, Casimir. He drove a taxi. One day, Casimir saw Tony do something he shouldn't.
What did he see? Asks Stephen.
Bogdan stares down at the board.
He saw Tony shoot a boy from London, a drug thing. The taxi company was run by a man named Turkish Johnny. Tony was Johnny's boss, and Johnny was Casimir's boss.
So Johnny killed your friend?
Johnny killed my friend, but Tony told him to. I don't care. He's same thing.
It is. We agree here. So what's happened to Johnny?
Bogdan pulls back his castle. The last move was not good, but never mind, these things happen.
I kill him too, soon after. At first, I thought Casimir had run away to home, but then Johnny start telling people what he did. Johnny is stupid, not like Tony. Johnny, he asked Kaz to drive him to woods. He has to bury something, and he needs help. They walk into woods, they dig and dig for whatever Johnny needs to bury. He was hard worker, Kaz. You would like him very much. So then Johnny shoot Kaz. One shot. And buries him in the hole.
Stephen concentrates on the board, and Bogdan worries he has lost him, but he has learned that you must be patient with Stephen, and he is right.
So you decided to do something about it? The older man suddenly asks.
Bogdan nods.
I tell Johnny I need to speak to him. Don't tell Tony, don't tell the others. I say a friend works in New Haven Port and there might be some money for him, and is he interested? And he's interested, so we meet at the port at 2 a.m. with a man called Steve Erkan, and he comes with us. Steve know Casimir, was also his friend. So we get in little boat, and Johnny... He is stupid. He just think about money. We sail, 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 and water is rough, and I'm telling him plan that we use this little boat to smuggle people and drugs. Then I take out a gun, and I tell him kneel down, and I say, you killed Casimir, so he know why, and I shoot him. I take his cards and keys. We put stones in his pockets and throw him in sea. We go back to New Haven, and then we drive to his apartment. We take his passport and pack suitcase full of clothes. There is a lot of money, drug money, and we take this too. I knew some of the money was Tony's, so I'm glad to take it.
How much money? Asks Stephen.
It was like 100 grand. I send 50 grand to Casimir's family. The rest I give to Steve. He's a good man, no problem with him. Then I drive Steve to Heathrow, and he take flight to Cyprus on Johnny's passport. No one looks. Easy. Then Steve fly back to England on his own passport. I call the police, not say my name, and tell them Johnny killed Casimir. They go to his apartment.
And they find his passport and clothes are gone?
Yes. So they check ports and airports and find out he's gone back to Cyprus. They look for him there, but he's disappeared. They leave it with the Cypriot police. Everyone forgets in the end.
You took your time with Curran, though, says Stephen.
Always waiting for the best time, agrees Bogdan. So, a couple of months ago, Ian Ventham asked me to put in CCTV and an alarm for Tony, so I did it wrong. Nothing recording. And I thought, now is the time I can get in house. So I got keys made. No one can see me.
Bogdan suddenly attacks one of Stephen's pieces. Stephen nods and moves it, but he is not feeling hopeful.
Clever, he says.
Just after I do it, there's a ring at the door, but I stay calm. No worry.
Stephen nods again.
But what if they catch you? Elizabeth will solve it, if she hasn't already.
I know, but I think she will understand.
I do too, agrees Stephen. But the police would be different.
If they catch me, they catch me. But I gave them very good red herring, I think.
A red herring? And how did you do that?
Well, when we went to Johnny's apartment that night, one of the things we took was a camera, so...
But Bogdan stops speaking when they hear a key in the lock. Elizabeth is back late from wherever she has been. Bogdan puts a finger to his lips, and Stephen does the same.
Hello, boys.
Elizabeth kisses Bogdan on the cheek and then hugs Stephen tightly for a long time. As she does, Bogdan moves his queen for the last time.
Checkmate, he says. I win again.
Elizabeth lets Stephen go, and he smiles at the board and at Bogdan. Stephen reaches out and shakes Bogdan's hand.
He's a clever player, this one, Elizabeth. A very clever player.
Elizabeth looks down at the board.
Well played, Bogdan.
Thank you, says Bogdan, and starts preparing a new game.
Well, I have an interesting story for you both, says Elizabeth. Can I make you a cup of tea, Bogdan?
Yes, please, says Bogdan. Milk, 6 sugars.
Elizabeth walks into the kitchen. She thinks about Penny, surely dead by now. That was how it ended, in an act of love. Then she thinks about John, lying down for his final sleep. He had looked after Penny, but at what cost? Is he at peace now? She thinks of Annie Madeley and everything she has missed. Everyone has to leave the game. Once you're in, there is no other door but the exit. She reaches for Stephen's sleeping pills and then changes her mind. Stephen and Bogdan begin another game. Elizabeth turns back to the kitchen, and neither man sees that she is crying.